A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. It is Thursday, the 9th of February. Welcome to Red Men's Bite-Sized Podcast, where we go through all of the news stories around Liverpool Football Club in a very short and succinct kind of way. We've got loads of stuff to get through. We have got loads of Liverpool players returning to training, finally. We have got a lad out on loan doing the business in a rather unfamiliar situation. Plans for the new Super League, yay, have emerged. But Liverpool's stance apparently remains the same. We'll cover that. And there has been potential movement with regards to a midfield target for Liverpool in the summer as well. But first, let's go to the big news of the day, of the hour. The big man on campus this week in the sporting world is LeBron James, who has, of course, etched himself permanently into NBA folklore, breaking the all-time points scoring record. However, he has also, perhaps more importantly, dropped his Liverpool FC gear collab. We've seen this shit leaked several weeks ago. We've talked about it on this podcast and many others as well. One thing we can safely say is that it's probably the most unifying force of Liverpool's fan base that they've had in a number of weeks, to say the very least. But no, that's dropped now. You can check that out on the official Liverpool store. But there is a shirt, there are hoodies, and there's a basketball jersey, which we can all buy into for that one time in the summer where we go, I think I can wear a basketball top. And then you wear a basketball top, and then you maybe see a photo of you in the basketball top, and you decide never to wear a basketball top again. I'm looking forward to that this summer. Closer to the pitch, we've got some really positive news regarding players returning to action for the Reds, with the Merseyside derby looming on Monday. Jurgen Klopp will be very, very grateful to see a number of familiar faces return to the training pitch at the AXA today. Initially, this began with the story that Artur Melo was to return to training on Wednesday, this via This Is Anfield, 4 months after thigh surgery and having made just one appearance for Liverpool. Artur is back on the comeback trail and is reported to have returned to training on Wednesday, according to Jack Sear of thisisanfield.com. They say the Brazilian midfielder arrived on loan for Juventus at the end of last summer's transfer window, tore a thigh muscle in October, having spent the early stages of his arrival trying to build up his fitness levels. It would then be decided that he would undergo surgery, with reports claiming he'll be sidelined for 3 to 4 months at the time. And with several Liverpool's other injured players now nearing a comeback, Artur is also believed to be approaching full fitness, with the Daily Mail's Simon Jones claiming that the 26-year-old returned to training on Wednesday. It's reported that he took part in a session with Liverpool's fringe players on Sunday, the day after their 3-0 defeat to Wolves at Molineux. The players were granted 2 days off on Monday and Tuesday, but Artur was again involved in training when the players reconvened at Kirby on Wednesday. The piece states that Artur is hoping to be involved in Monday's Merseyside derby against Everton and Anfield, but even if he is deemed fit, it would seem unlikely that he will make the squad ahead of the likes of Bacetic, Keita, Thiago Fabinho or Jordan Henderson at present. It was also confirmed, obviously, last week. The article goes on to say that Artur's not been included in Liverpool's squad for the Champions League knockout stages. And with Liverpool out of both domestic cup competitions, the Brazilian international is likely to struggle for any significant game time between now and the end of the season, which I can't help but feel is very optimistic given Liverpool's injury record this season in particular. More good news then when it comes to Liverpool player availability, and these come from today, from this afternoon, no less. The training photos have emerged, the ones everyone was looking for, and Kiefer McDonald of the Liverpool Echo amongst others, has tweeted that Diogo Jota, Virgil van Dijk, Roberto Firmino and Artur Melo all make their return to team training ahead of Liverpool's Monday's Merseyside derby. And yes, some wonderful photos of Mo and Diogo rekindling old romances there, and Diogo Jota, who looks like he could really do with half an hour on the sunbeds, just make that skin a little less translucent, but maybe it's all part of his an intense behind closed doors training regime to get him back. Virgil having not smiles with Jurgen Klopp, and Bobby Firmino having a good old time as well. So yes, very, very encouraging indeed, with Liverpool's form of course being actually the worst of the worst form at the moment, to have those three stars and Artur Melo back available. Sorry, that was real shade. No need. Having four stars available for Liverpool will only hopefully increase their chances of arresting this slump and turning it around into some semblance of good form. So yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So long may that continue. I mentioned this a little earlier, and again, covered by thisisanfield.com. Tyler Morton scored a free kick for Blackburn's under-21s, which prompted a few raised eyebrows. And they're reporting, again, Jack Lusby on the case for this one. The sight of Tyler Morton playing for Blackburn under-21 side this week raised some eyebrows, with the Liverpool loanee scoring a free kick. He's been a regular starter for Blackburn throughout the campaign, with 32 appearances in all comps and 4 assists to his name. But the past fortnight has seen him overlooked for 2 consecutive games, going unused in the FA Cup 4th round replay win over Birmingham before coming off the bench in a 0-0 draw with Wigan on Monday night. In fact, a day later, the midfielder started in Rovers under-21s as they took on Huddersfield in the last 16 of the Premier League Cup. He played 71 minutes in a 4-1 win, opening the scoring with a stunning free kick before laying on Blackburn's third of the night for teenager Harry Leonard. I highly recommend checking this free kick out. It is nice. At Lusby Jack has the video over on Twitter if you want to see this one. But he also states that he was told no reason for Morton playing an academy game beyond fitness. 9 of their 11 starters were first team players. So yes, Tyler Morton's progression, a positive progression at Blackburn, continues. Really interesting to see Paul Tompkins write this week on the Tompkins Times how he's been impressed with his performances in the Championship and could easily see him becoming part of Liverpool's first team plans as we roll into 23-24. I guess the big news story, depending on how seriously you take this, of course, but as reported by a whole host of outlets, but in this particular instance by Mandeep Sangera on BBC Sport, the European Super League new proposal would be an open competition, say the organisers. A new look European Super League would be a competition with no permanent members and based on sporting performance, says A22 Chief Executive Bernd Reichardt. A22 Sports Management is a company promoting a revamped European Super League. And one just side note on this is, you may have seen this in your Twitter feed today, this video featuring Bernd Reichardt is a promoted sort of sponsored video post in football related Twitter feeds today, which I think is a fascinating attempt to obviously get the PR machine cranked up on this one. But anyway, to continue, says the company backed a 12-club ESL proposal in 2021 that failed to materialise after protests against it. His quote is, "The foundations of European football are in danger of collapsing," he told German newspaper Die Welt. "It's time for a change. It is the clubs that bear the entrepreneurial risk in football. But when important decisions are at stake, they are too often forced to sit idly by on the sidelines as the sporting and financial foundations crumble around them." The original plans for the ESL contained 20 teams, 12 founding members and 3 unnamed clubs expected to join later, plus 5 clubs who have qualified annually. The new ESL plan would contain 60 to 80 teams, each guaranteed a minimum of 14 matches per season and continue to play in the domestic leagues. They did not provide more specifics on the format. But what we're seeing once again is the sort of usual suspects hovering around this one. The encouraging thing that the Liverpool Echo have reported on is that they don't see Liverpool's situation changing it. The Echo has apparently been told by club sources that their original statement, they've removed themselves from the ESL conversation, remains true. And the plan moving forward is to continue to foster a good working relationship with the supporters board, which we all know the movement towards fan representation, obviously Spirit Shankly involved on the board for Liverpool, came heavily in the response to the initial Super League plans. So yes, long may again that continue. Bit of transfer news before we round up on that one. Liverpool are closely monitoring Declan Rice, according to GiveMeSport.com. Liverpool now, and in not quotations, really interested in 85 million Bellingham alternative of Anfield, which I could only describe as wonderful clickbait. This is written by George Cannon on GiveMeSport.com. Liverpool are really interested in West Ham United midfielder Declan Rice, journalist Rudy Galletti has told GiveMeSport. The 24-year-old is expected to leave the London Stadium in the summer following a string of impressive performances for both club and country in recent years, with Anfield outlined as a potential landing spot. David Ornstein of The Athletic has recently stated that despite a price tag of around £100 million previously being attached to Rice, he could actually be available for as little as £75 million. And his quote from The Athletic Football Podcast was, "The word I'm hearing from within the industry is that a £75, £80, £85 million is a more realistic figure for Declan Rice this coming summer," says Ornstein. However, West Ham manager David Moyes apparently disagrees with that sentiment, as he has since come out and stated that he will demand a British transfer record. He was quoted as saying, "Undoubtedly Declan is going to be a top player. He'll be a British transfer record if he ever leaves West Ham." One interesting note from the article is that Chelsea have signed Enzo Fernandez for a record £106.8 million in January, and they're saying people may have to fork out a similar fee if they want to beat the likes of Liverpool to Rice's signature. Galletti told GMS that although Arsenal are one of the sides interested in snapping up Rice, Liverpool are another club who are closely monitoring his situation. It's too early to talk about negotiation between clubs because West Ham don't want to discuss about Rice with any clubs until June. But for sure, Arsenal will be one that will follow the player with great attention during the next transfer window. And in that sense, we also need to pay attention to Liverpool, who are really interested in him. So there you go. Yes, Declan Rice, once again, a long link with Liverpool, but those links have resurfaced once again this week. Yes, plenty more to come from us this week, of course, bite-size. During the week, we have also got our weekly Liverpool roundup as well with Steve Hoare and some great segments from our wonderful shows this week. We have got the latest edition of the Bias Football Podcast. That is out now. That is the Red Men Originals getting together, minus me because I've been ill this week, getting together to discuss the fallout from the Manchester City being charged with over 100 accounts of false and fraudulent accounting and all those kind of good things. Yes. A very, very biased Liverpool spun reaction to that is on the Bias Football Podcast out now. Journo Insight was recorded earlier today with Neil Jones and Steve Hoare, getting the inside scoop on Jurgen Klopp's public spat with James Pearce following the post-match press conference last weekend. So if you want to find out more about what was the catalyst for that and some of the fallout, go and check out Journo Insight. And of course, a whole host of brilliant things. Chris is there recording Deep Dive at the moment, looking at how the quadruple bid has taken a huge chunk away from so many players this season. What is the real impact it has had on the fitness of Liverpool's squad this season? So do check that out. And if you're the kind of person who likes having a drink, chilling out, putting his feet up and trying not to think about how rubbish Liverpool are, instead having a laugh about the Reds, join me live Thursday, 7 p.m. for Thursday Night Pint, exclusively on our YouTube channel. You can check out the last part in podcast form, but moving forward, that will be exclusively available on the YouTube. So keep your eyes peeled for that one as well. Anyway, that's me. That is Redmen Bite Size. Have a wonderful day. Ta-ra.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.